Hi everyone, welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. I'm super excited about today's interview because we are talking with a fellow alum of my alma mater. But before I get too far ahead of myself, I'd like to welcome Andrew. So hi, Andrew. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Of course. Thank you for having me this afternoon.
I'm really excited about this. So, not that I don't know, but what school did you attend?
Yeah, so I'm a graduate from UNC Charlotte here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Graduated in 2015, started in 2011. So a lot has changed even since my graduation. So I'm excited to talk about that with you today.
Oh, yeah. I graduated in 2012. So it's been a long time, though I did 2 years of graduate work there as well. It's still like it grows so fast all the time.
Oh, yeah. Even since graduation, things have changed and you go back onto campus now from when you graduated even a few years ago. And it's like, wow, OK, that wasn't even there when I graduated, let alone having groundbreaking of new things like the hotel and conference center.
Oh, yeah. I drove by that area the other day and I just saw one thing. And I was like, wait, when did that get there? I felt like I'd been in that area recently. And I was like, apparently my eyes weren't open. So you did mention that UNC Charlotte is obviously here in Charlotte, North Carolina. But for anyone who may not have been on that side of Charlotte, can you talk about kind of what's in the area of UNC Charlotte?
Yeah. So, you know, UNC Charlotte is a unique or a more unique university than a lot of the other UNC system schools. It does kind of feel collegey, but it's not really a college town. It's not like Appalachian State or even Chapel Hill with some of their college streets that they have. So University City is really unique in the sense that it's a metropolitan of sorts. It's a small metro area of the larger Charlotte. And that's one of the biggest draws for me in terms of UNC Charlotte was the fact that it really didn't matter what you were attending the university for. The university area provides such an onslaught of restaurants and breweries and just entertainment avenues for college students to be able to enjoy, because that's part of the college experience, right? You go to school to get your degree, to get your education so that you're prepared for life after graduation. But the other half of that equation is that social life. And I think Charlotte just really provides such a mesh for anyone looking to enjoy that college experience without being in a smaller college town setup.
I agree. And I like the way you describe that, because University City is kind of a city within itself. Mm-hmm. There's a certain boundary of it where there's so much going on there that you don't necessarily have to leave, but you can, and it's more and it's bigger, but you're not just in this small college town and focus. There's so much more there.
I love that. And you know, we talked about early on about how, you know, even now so much has changed with the university. And now you and I, we overlapped for a little bit of time with you graduating in 2012. But even back then, there wasn't the light rail there. The light rail
No.
was there, and it's accessible for all of the students to use. So, you know, we touched on University City, but we didn't even talk about, you know, North Davidson, so the NODA area, so our arts district, where it's just where all of these creative minds come together. Plaza Midwood, Uptown, if you really want to experience that Uptown life, South End, you can just keep rolling off these neighborhoods that are part of the larger Charlotte area. And all of it is within a light rail ride away from campus. So I really think that it's great that we talk about University City, because University City is pretty much the hub for that UNC Charlotte area. And it has grown exponentially, but you have to, you would be remiss without talking about the light rail and how that has opened up the entire city of Charlotte for students at the university.
It really has, because now, because I recently was on campus, I did a tour with some middle school students, and I took them on a tour of UNC Charlotte, and I was really excited to do that. But this was not long after they'd finally opened the light rail on campus. And you see where it hits on campus, its furthermost point. And I know where it ends because it's close to where I grew up on the south side of Charlotte. There's so much in between there. You know, it's a 45-minute car drive minimum, you know, but you can go through and you're talking, I mean, you're right, Uptown, Noda, Plaza Midwood, South End. There's so much connectivity. And so I found that's a very unique experience to UNC Charlotte that most schools don't have something on that level.
Oh, yeah. Which I love. Yeah, and I think that the light rail actually helps to kind of replace that college town feel. I know a lot of students, graduates, alumni alike, all have kind of wondered what the university would look like with more of a college town setup. But what we have versus what the Appalachian States, what the Chapel Hills have, is we have an entire city that is just, it's really within an arm's reach to just get out and explore the museums, the breweries, the nightlife, sports. There's just something for everyone when you attend UNC Charlotte.
I would agree. So how would you rate your overall experience as a student at UNC Charlotte?
Well, I personally rate my student experience great. It's actually led to me involving myself more as an alum. I would say that my student experience was great. My alumni experience thus far has been even more exceptional. As a student, you know, I did a year in Samford Hall. So for the prospective students or even the current students who are tuning into the podcast, Samford Hall was one of the high rises. Now, I know that most of the high rises are getting demolished and kind of rebuilt to these more suite style, very luxurious living arrangements. Samford Hall was a high rise that was community driven, and you had the community bathroom. But for me, freshman year, that was really beneficial. I feel like it was nice to have kind of that community where you built your friendships that got you through college. You built relationships. My wife was in the floor above me in Samford Hall, and we were in the same student organization. And ultimately, you know, we navigated college together as friends, which then turned into a relationship, which now has led to us being married. But we just have so many fond memories of being in the student media org and attending sporting events and covering comedy shows and guest speakers and just really living a fun collegiate life. So one thing that I would add in this podcast here is you really should put it in college experience. And I am a huge proponent and advocate for taking time to find an organization to be involved in as a student. Sometimes it can become very easy to get so hyper-focused on your class and getting the homework done and taking your quizzes and tests, and all that's important, don't get me wrong. But the student organizations, the sporting events, the art exhibits, all of these other things that go into the more social dynamic is what is ultimately going to make you into the most well-rounded company prospect out there. And employers especially are looking for individuals who have that well-roundedness. So it's super crucial. I think it's a big reason why I rate my experience so high is just because I was involved and engaged with students and faculty and staff alike.
I love that. So it kind of plays on the original question, but what would you say your favorite part about attending the school is?
Well, you know, I gotta say meeting my wife. She's upstairs working remote right now, but I know she can hear me. So, but meeting my wife was definitely one of the best parts because we were able to do it organically through the student media organization, which for me was my favorite part. Ultimately, as a whole, the university, because through that we both were able to grow our leadership and our knowledge and skills of the world of media, and help future students that came after us of the underclassmen. As we got older and new students were coming in, we had the experiences and abilities to help kind of groom them and teach them some of these types of things that we're talking about today, related to student media, but then also related to how to navigate the university as a whole. And I think there's just so much power in the older students, the more groomed students, sharing that knowledge with the underclassmen and prospective students.
Yeah, I mean, that was one of my things about attending that school too, is I'm still friends with people that, you know, I met then, and the relationships that I was able to like have were incredible, because that school really does foster that. Mm-hmm. And I love that about that.
Oh yeah, it's so amazing compared to some of the larger universities, where you can sometimes feel like a number in a larger campus. But the unique thing about UNC Charlotte is, as big as we are, and believe me, we're huge in the North Carolina system, but you never feel like a number. You feel like you have your identity, and it's amazing to see some of these long-lasting friendships, relationships that just carry on. I'm now 5 years out of college, and most of my friends were peers of mine at the university.
Exactly. And that was one of my biggest fears. I transferred into UNC Charlotte, and I was afraid that I would become a number, and that I wasn't going to be able to meet people because there were so many people. Yeah. But it really, you're right, it really is that way. Like, you're not a number, though it is a very large institution, and you definitely make connections with people because, I mean, you have these departments and you get really connected, and there is so much to do on campus. Mm-hmm. That I was friends with people that I might have had one class with once, or I interacted with them on campus at some point, and it was just, you know, it just happened and we became good friends. And from then on out, there it was, you know, and I'm still friends with these people. So it is great for that.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So what is the food like on campus, and what type of options did you have?
You know, when you sent the questions over for me to kind of take a look at and get an idea of what might be coming my way, that was the one that I laughed at the most, because I mentioned Sanford Hall. And so I was there for the very last leg of RDH. So I don't know if you remember RDH, but
I do.
I think everyone that was there during the RDH era has stories to tell, you know, but the hot dogs at RDH, they were something to behold. And if you survived, that, you ultimately got promoted to Crown Commons, in the union. Yes. But, that kind of, you kind of earned your badge that first year, if you lived in the high rises and you had RDH. What I hear now, and what I've seen, being involved as an alum, is that the dining is really, really optimal at UNC Charlotte. And I know that's it's definitely for prospective students one of the big checklist items. They want to make sure that they're getting the good stuff. They want the good food. They want to make sure good companies are there. And for any prospective students listening, I can assure you, UNC Charlotte has some of the best. So, you know, we have the Sovi, the South Village area, which is essentially the newer RDH, if you will, but it's nothing like RDH. So you have those dining halls, very similar to Crown Commons. You have the Den, which is kind of our version of Denny's, but I mean, it doesn't matter if it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, midnight snack. Who would turn down pancakes and bacon and eggs? So, right? A college student, that's like heaven for them. Right. But, you know, you have the staples. You've got the Bojangles and the Wendy's and the Chick-fil-A. And so what I say is, if you starve at UNC Charlotte, then you need to open your eyes a little bit more, because there's no reason to. There's so many options. And one of the great things about UNC Charlotte is that the university works with students who might not have the necessary income coming in to typically support them in terms of eating. So, you know, I mentioned the starving, going hungry, almost in a joking fashion, but then I caught myself because I was like, no, but for so many prospective students, like food insecurity is a huge thing for them. And that's one of the things I think UNC Charlotte should be commended on, is the work that they do to ensure that their students are being fed one way or another. So the dining options are great, but it's the work that UNC Charlotte does to ensure that its students, regardless of situations they may find themselves in, have means and outlets to have a good meal.
I love that.
Yeah.
Right. It is more than just, yeah, we have Bojangles and Wendy's and, you know, the most coveted Chick-fil-A and there's Starbucks, you know, and you're going to find all of those things. And yes, you've got Crown Commons and there's, you know, coffee shops because Pete's is still on campus. And like, you've got all those different things. But the overarching conversation with that too is there is the absolute necessity for food, but then the insecurity that can come with that as well. And so I love that you mentioned that UNC Charlotte is so focused on making sure that their students don't have to worry about that.
Well, yeah. And I mean, it comes with such a diverse campus. One of the reasons why we are so large is really in part because of our willingness to be as diverse as we are, and not so focused on a very small demographic of people, but rather understanding that everyone should have that opportunity if they desire to come and get that education, but also understanding that the desire to get an education doesn't care what your income is, doesn't care where your class is in terms of financial stability and whatnot. Education is just something for people in general. And so having a university that cares in that regard to really lift up housing and food and stuff like that is super critical. And I think something that prospective students need to hear.
Absolutely. So you kind of already answered this question. You did live on campus, at least for your first year. And you talked about, you know, that one hall, but did you live on campus more than just your first year? What were the other residence halls you might have stayed in like? How did you, you know, function that?
Yeah, it's unique, right? Campus is expensive. And you know, everyone's situation is different. I worked while I was a student on campus. So I did live on campus. I did live on campus my freshman year, because what I will say is there is real power in living on campus your freshman year. Now, I'm not sure, or at least when I was a student, I don't believe it was mandated you had to live on campus like some other universities. That might have changed. But even if it's not mandated that you live on campus your first year, I think that you should very much live on campus your first year, because it really sets the groundwork for the rest of your time as a student there. Like I said, you meet a good bulk of your friends. You will find significant others. You will find your way around campus, which I think can be tough. And I know we've got a question coming up here about that, so I'll dive more into that a little bit later. But our campus is not necessarily the easiest to get around. There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of, you're going to have great calf muscles by the time you graduate. But there's power in living on campus your first year. For me, it made more sense financially, though, afterwards to move into one of the off-campus apartments. And I don't regret it, and I don't think it hindered my experience at all. But again, it goes back to the second or third question we talked about. I was involved as a student. So for me, while my apartment was off campus, I wasn't getting back home to my apartment until, you know, 10, 11, sometimes beyond that in the evening time. And I was on campus early in the morning for class or for work or for some type of endeavor. So I spent the bulk of my time on campus, even if I might have went to bed in an apartment off campus.
Yeah, because I definitely did not live on campus when I went to UNC Charlotte. Mm-hmm. I did transfer in. I did live in apartments where I could walk across the street to get to campus. I was right there, and I did live surrounded by other students, which was really nice, but it's not the exact same experience. So I can echo that. Like, there is that getting to know campus probably would have been easier had I been on campus and been more connected. So I can definitely, you know, echo and agree with you there. But UNC Charlotte does have a lot of very close apartments that are walking distance.
Oh yeah.
Which is nice. So you don't have to worry about being super far, because I've heard that other, you know, campuses where the apartments are a lot further and you have to drive to get, there are opportunities to walk, which is super, super nice.
Yeah, you know, my apartment, I walked, but you're absolutely right. There is at least 10 apartment complexes now, at least 10, where they just kind of surround the university, and it provides opportunities for you to be able to walk. I know that when I was a student, they also had the shuttle. I'm sure that they still have that shuttle there, but it's nothing where you feel like you have to drive to campus, which, you know, when if you are moving off campus for more financial reasons, you know, you get into that parking pass dynamic, and that can also become a huge thing. So it is nice to have an off-campus apartment where you can walk, or you can leave your car at your apartment and not have to worry about paying that parking price just to have that permit on campus.
Absolutely. So can you tell me about your best or a standout faculty experience?
Yeah, so I graduated with a degree in mass media communication. And so I was really involved in media and television and video primarily. And so one of my favorite instructors I had was Deborah Tobin. And the class that I took a couple of her classes, because she was also a professor in the journalism minor. And one of the electives that I took was broadcast news writing. And I just thought it was a really great class with the perfect instructor. She had a background in news, and so she knew the dynamics of what the students needed to learn. And for me, wanting to go into that television field right after college, it really helped open my eyes and allowed me to blossom a little bit. But that's just one example of many. And you find out kind of who your inner circle of professors are. And I mentioned it earlier where UNC Charlotte, you are more than a number, right? There are some classes where you're huge and you're in this more auditorium style, but most of our classes are fairly to moderately intimate and smaller, to the point where the professor, if you put the work in and you try to engage with them, they will learn your name. But that goes to where communication is a two-way street. You've got to be invested in your professor as much as they are in you. And so for me, having those smaller, more intimate classes where it allowed me to engage with my professor a little deeper ultimately helped prepare me and give me some additional tools necessary that just checking the box, taking the class, getting my grade and moving on might not have gotten. And that's another benefit of UNC Charlotte, is that you do have stronger relationship opportunities with your professor.
Yes. And I will just keep saying yes to that because, you know, I graduated with a degree in English and I got to know my professor so well, and I took their classes multiple times, like not the same class, but other classes they offered, and they became my advisors for what came next for me. They were my graduate school recommendations. Yep. You know, I was incredibly supported, and I could not be more thankful, because I had no idea how much I was going to need those interactions and that networking building that I was doing. And I learned some of my best skills from just interacting with my professors.
Well, and that's a great example you just gave, right? Because you mentioned graduate recommendations and just recommendations in general. We have such a large population of students who get their undergraduate degree enjoy it so much that they then go and stay with UNC Charlotte and get a master's degree or get a higher ed degree. And those relationships are a huge proponent to that, because when you are going into grad school and you need those recommendations and you need that professional support, having a inner circle, if you will, of professors and advisors to support you is so critical when you start getting into those higher degrees.
Absolutely. So we touched on this a little bit already. Mm-hmm. Would you say campus is easy to navigate? And how far would you typically have to go to get to class?
Well, it's not the easiest to navigate. So any prospective students that were hoping that the answer is going to be yes, you're gravely disappointed. But I joked earlier that you would have the calf muscles of the gods by the time you graduate. And I stand by that, because there's a lot of walking. But what I hear now and what I've seen is that there's bikes and there's scooters and there's all of this equipment that I look at to the current students and I just shake my head. I'm kind of in awe, but I'm also kind of in disgust, jokingly, because I'm like, you know, back in my day, 5 years ago, when I was a student, you know, we had to walk. We didn't have the electronic scooter to kind of get me around. But it's unique. It's a closed campus. So it's not quite like NC State, where, you know, your buildings are just so spread out where you've got to take motorized transportation to get to and from locations. So you absolutely can walk to and from. You might be walking 10 to 15 minutes to go grab lunch in Crown Commons based on where your class is. But the campus is also backdrop to a lot of unique amenities and things that really catch your eye if you just take some time to enjoy the scenery while you're a student. One of my favorite locations to go to was the Belk Tower, which prospective students are going to be like, the Belk what? But it was a tower that was kind of right there around Kennedy, Colvard, and then the quad building, which has four separate buildings, but it's really one building, as well as row. And that was just a really fun place for me and my buddy, Nathan, to sit and just people watch and enjoy the day going to row and looking at the art exhibits that the students made. If you walk around campus, you see an abundance of statues and just different artwork that has been commissioned to just be located at different spots on campus. Obviously, it's Belk Plaza now, with Belk Tower going away in about 2016. But the walking really is not that bad when you...
No, it really
is. Yeah, when you step back and you enjoy the scenery and just embrace what you are and where you are, it really makes it a lot easier.
I think just to note on that, a lot of the academic buildings mm-hmm. are all right centered around each other. And I say a lot because it's not all. And most of them are right there. It's the part where student union became so new. Mm-hmm. It was newer when I was close to graduating around 2012. It was like within that part, like that last like year mm-hmm. or so that they had finally opened student union. But it's at the bottom of campus. Yep. And so for some of the like residence halls, it's closer in access. But if you're coming from an academic building, you have to go down to get to it, but then you have to go back up. And those hills are the hardest part. But I think the difference between UNC Charlotte and some other campuses is that a lot of it is centered very close together. Mm-hmm. But some of the more specialized buildings, like the engineering buildings, are across campus. And you do have to drive to get there. Yeah. Or it's a much longer walk. Yeah. But it is a beautiful campus to look at. And there is a lot to enjoy. And there is a lot going on. Because like when I took the tour with everybody, yep. there was a man with a goat on campus. And he was out there letting people pet goats. And there was a time when I was in school where someone brought puppies and you could donate money to them and sit there and pet puppies. Yep. And I'm sorry, that's amazing.
Yep.
But you never know what you're going to interact with or what you're going to experience. And it's such a beautiful campus. So despite the fact that you will have leg muscles of the gods and there are hills, you know, it's actually a worth it walk.
Yeah,
it really is.
And you know, they've done a really good job allocating different space. So we mentioned South Village Dining, right? So for those first year students, because that's typically what's living over there in the Sanford and Moore and that area, the Levine building is over there as well for the Levine scholars. So that South Village Dining is very much like I wouldn't call it a miniature, it's a huge building, but it is like their version of the Union. So if you want to walk all the way to the Union and you live on that north side of campus, you absolutely, or south side, I don't know, I'm not great at, there you go, that's the word, but if you want to walk to Crown, you can, but nowadays you've got everything you need right where you're living. So to your point, the educational buildings are very much centralized.
So were there any specific factors that led you to choose UNC Charlotte over any others that you might have applied to?
Yeah, I would say don't ever put your eggs in one basket, because you never know what's going to happen. So that's super big for me. I applied to 4 universities. I very much wanted to go to UNC Charlotte, but I knew that it would not be a good idea to put all of my eggs in one basket, because you just never know what the year, you know, 1 year you may be a shoe-in, the next year with the same credentials, it might be tighter just because you don't know who else is applying for a spot there. And there's a finite amount of opportunities. But I wanted to go to UNC Charlotte because I was born in Charlotte, but I never really got to experience and embrace Charlotte when I was younger, because we moved to New Jersey very early on, and then we moved back down, and I spent my formulative years in the Triangle area, in Raleigh and Holly Springs, Durham for a little bit. So that's where I grew up. The Triangle, but I was born in Charlotte. I wanted to come home. I've got family here. My cousin, who has cerebral palsy, is very close to me. I'm very close to him, and I wanted to be near him, especially. So I applied to UNC Charlotte. I also applied to 3 other universities, and I joke to my wife and my friends that when the day comes for me to write my memoirs, this is going to be its own chapter, and they're so tired of hearing the story. But I applied to 4. I got accepted to UNC Charlotte. I got rejected from one, I got accepted, and then a day later, the university said that there was a glitch in the system which accepted everyone who applied. So I ultimately got waitlisted at that one. And then we're coming up on 10 years now, and I'm still waiting to hear back from the other one. So when I say don't put all your eggs in, don't put all your eggs in one basket, that's a big reason why, because you just, it's such a crapshoot as to what could happen. You know, I felt everything. I was accepted, rejected, waitlisted, and I still haven't heard back from one. But ultimately, everything will work out the way it's supposed to for you. So for me, it kind of felt like destiny that Charlotte was it. I wanted to go there. I had the right reasons for why I wanted to go there. And then they ultimately were the ones that accepted me. And, you know, I was involved as a student, and I've been more involved as an alum. So I would say it was a good trade-off.
Yeah, I wanted to go to UNC Charlotte. I didn't know it at first. I thought maybe I did want to stay in Charlotte, but ultimately Charlotte was my reason for staying. And it was such an incredible, it still is, an incredible institution. Oh, yeah. And I knew that, and the first time I ever walked on campus, I knew that I was supposed to be there. And I actually applied that same day and got accepted that same day. And like, started my transfer. I knew the minute I got there. And I think there's something to be said about too. Experiencing the campus beforehand, if you can, whether it's through a virtual tour or doing it, you know, in person, it's definitely, it can help you in deciding if it's the right.
Yeah, I remember I had been accepted. And so, you know, you never prove where you want to go right when you get accepted. You want to wait it out and see what the other universities. So UNC Charlotte had their admitted students day. And of course I wanted to go. I had never actually been on campus at that point yet. So My mom and I, we drove in from Raleigh and we went to admitted student stay. And as we were leaving, my mom looked at me, and this was after we went to the bookstore and bought them out of pretty much everything. But my mom looked at me and was like, "You weren't considering going anywhere else, were you?" And I said, "Why? You like it?" She's like, you, this place is phenomenal. And you're setting yourself up for so much future success by going there. And it's just a gorgeous campus to be on and experience in person. You see it on Twitter with some of those and social media with some of those accounts where they take photographs of universities. I see our university come across so often, and it's always such positive stuff that people said between.
And it's such a beautiful picture. Like, those pictures are incredible. Oh, yeah.
Some real talent there, but a lot of it is also the campus. And what you see is truly what you get with UNC Charlotte. It is a wonderful campus that is heavily invested in, and the university leaders want to make the experience as pleasant for students as possible.
Yeah, I have found from even being now, you know, an alum, and I'm not connected in the same way that I once was, that even now, the amount of like emails and connection I still have to my school based upon them wanting to still connect with me and still sharing and keeping everyone up to date, and the things that I've read and that I've seen with the way they keep connected with their students and they're connected with their community, it really is incredible. It really, really is. And it's a wonderful institution for what they do to keep everyone connected and like engaged.
Yeah, apologies on that. Some of those emails might have been from me and the young alumni chapter, but you know, we're going to get you involved. That's the thing. When you graduate, and I tell students this through my time with the young alumni chapter, is when you choose UNC Charlotte, you're choosing to be a Niner for life. So unlike some universities where you can go get a degree, move to wherever you're going to move in the world, and that's that, and you just go on to the next phase of your life, UNC Charlotte's going to support you through that next phase of your life, but we're also going to stay very much in tune with what you're doing. It might not always come through monetary gifts, but you best believe we want to hear your story, because the success of our students who become alums help with these prospective students in future generations and continuing this upward trajectory for our university. That's why all the big schools, if you will, the ones that are creating presidents and CEOs, and we've got our fair share of CEOs and you know, business leaders from our university, but still waiting for that first president of the United States to come out of UNC Charlotte. That'll be a big get for us.
Oh, absolutely. I can't wait for that day. I'm going to say I can't wait for that day because it will.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I'm going to say. So my last question for you is, what do you wish you had known that an incoming or a prospective student could benefit from?
Yeah, I think I just said it. I think that it's one thing that I remember as a high school student was not really looking beyond my college years, which is fair, right? You as a college or as a high school student getting ready to graduate, maybe you're a junior entering your senior year, you're hyper-focused on your high school experience and you're looking forward to your college experience. And college is the best 4, 5, 6, sometimes 7. Don't want to go too much further than 7, but we can if we have to. But those are the best experiences of your life. What you want to remember, though, is life beyond college and never to forget where you start, because it's so critical. The friendships, the mentorships from faculty and staff, the partnerships, the relationships, all these things you gain throughout college continue after you graduate. And it's stuff that propels you through the next phases and stages in your life, and it never goes away. So just never forget where you start and always make it a point to try and come back one day, whether it's homecoming, whether it's just a walk around campus, always try to come back to where it all started and reminisce, because you'll be surprised with the memories that flood back for you.
I love that. I really do. I really do love that, because I've been back on campus, and the reminders and just the connectivity. Every time I go on campus, it brings something new, and it's a great reminder. And even now, I am still connected with the university doing the job that I do now. So I love that. And I love being a part of the stories for people who are just now starting. You know, my sister goes there now. So it's just, you know, it's one of those things where I love being connected in different ways, and knowing that my education there is the reason why I am where I am now. And so now I take where I am now and I give back to the institution. Absolutely. Because I think it's the best cycle that could possibly happen.
Well, and for you with the podcast that you do, I think that is your unique way of giving back, right? You see the value. You've seen the value firsthand that the university, in our regards, us being from the same alma mater, but having reviewed your other podcast, you've got a great and diverse group of universities and representation that's included. But for us, you know, getting to talk to a fellow alum like yourself is always fun for me, because there's just a different level of experience and knowledge and inside kind of phrases and details that I say something and you say something, and we're like, oh yeah, but this is such a great way that you yourself are giving back to prospective students. And I think that UNC Charlotte does play a role in that ultimately.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that. I love that someone else recognizes that as well. All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. It was great talking with a fellow Niners.
Go Niners.
Go Niners. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you just heard or know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.